It's a hard thing to live and breathe in living color and then go back to being in black and white, or even worse, a life of humdrum grayscale living, having formally stepped through the looking glass into God's miraculous life. Once we have walked in the gifts of the Spirit, trying to go back to a state of unbelief is certainly fertile soil for being a tortured, miserable person where life is like chewing on cardboard. There is no bitterness more bitter than someone who has known the Lord and His wonder-working power, and for some terrible reason, they have turned their back on God. There was a world-renowned physicist who was a brilliant believer, embracing all God had for him. But for some reason, he decided science and his own brilliance were far better than believing God. Over the years of his determined, open rejection of Christ, he had become withered. I believe iniquity, transgression, and sin disfigured him and rained down some terrible diseases, and then lived life in a wheelchair, a mere shadow of a twisted and bent soul. He outright refused the miraculous, rejected the love of God after having known the truth, and it took its toll. In the same breath here, I also believe if the man turned to Christ and called on the name of the Lord, God would raise him up. The Lord does not leave us without hope, even when we think we could care less. What is a miracle? We call lots of things miraculous, and there are many things we take for granted which truly are a miracle, but they are so common to our everyday lives we don't think about it. A mother is pregnant and soon gives birth. That is truly a miracle. I stood in the delivery room and watched as my own son was born. It truly was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It is miraculous the drive a mother has to rescue her children when they are in danger, even putting herself at risk of injury or death. That is just amazing. But even though it is miraculous that rain falls on the field, vegetable plants take up the water, and food is grown, it is in no wise in the same context of miracles as when Jesus skipped the entire growing process and miraculously came up with food for 5,000. What Paul is speaking of as pertaining to the gift of miracles is an event or development that is humanly impossible, beyond scientific explanation, but divinely simple. I use the phrase divinely simple because if God is the one doing the work, when we say things like, even God would find that difficult, that is just absurd. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I like something Chuck Smith said. He said, if you can buy into Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God made heaven and earth, you shouldn't have any trouble with the rest of the book because it gives us the proper concept of God. The Lord is wise, omnipotent, and powerful. He created the entire universe. If the Lord is big enough to do that, He is big enough to do anything. I have pondered the why concerning people who just don't believe God does miracles anymore. Mind you, I'm not speaking of those with no faith in God here. I'm speaking of church-going, Bible-carrying people. Really, what difference would it make to them if God still did all the things the Word of God says He does? Is the real problem with those who refuse God's miraculous power is the real problem more that, at their core, they are still walking in unbelief? They still simply don't accept God. Maybe their objection to others operating in Holy Spirit gifts is because, maybe, they can't control it. It would seem they only operate within the sphere of the natural world of natural phenomena and have excluded anything supernatural from their process. But the fact is, the Lord our God is more than natural. He's supernatural, and He's given us His life. That would be supernatural too. Why shouldn't the children be like their Father in heaven? When the Lord calls us to do what is beyond us to do, we find it more than just difficult unless we are truly all in. Now, being all in with God seems to just slip us right into the potential of the miraculous. This is important. It's a sticky statement. As long as we only typically practice our gifting in a safe place, it will just be safe. And the dream of really making a difference will be distant unless we start walking and living our faith without a net. Now, there's a thought. Living life and faith without a net.